In addition to connecting with family, I had the chance to reconnect with some friends, including some priest friends, and help one out who has two parishes, a couple of mornings with masses. And, you know, I just lightheartedly introduced myself to the parish and simply apologized for my Ohio accent. And this lovely, saintly person comes up to me after Mass and she says, "Oh, Father, I didn't have any trouble understanding you at all." And I thought, I'm going to get 1,000 more years in purgatory for that. Oh, boy. I really try to avoid complicating things. I know that I do a whole lot better when things are simple. Simple doesn't mean easy, just simple. And Therese is one who keeps things simple. I think that's one of the reasons that I have her as a favorite of mine. This simplicity could really be boiled down to two disciplines that she practiced every day: avoid seeking self-satisfaction, do everything out of love for God. Friends, it doesn't matter what our state of life is, laboring tirelessly or underemployed or unemployed, healthy or sick, management or hourly, at home or away, makes no difference how hard the work is or how humble the work is. Therese says that there is no form of life that is higher than another when you simply make whatever you're doing holy. Holy. When you simply allow it to be set apart for God. How do we do that? Well, those two disciplines that she practiced: avoid seeking self-satisfaction, do everything out of love for God. Hers is a life that was wholly integrated. That's how she kept things simple from the inside out. Like Deacon Paul will do later in the Mass at the preparation, when he pours the water into the wine, the two become whole. And Therese, she urges us to take any action, whatever it might be, study or work or leisure or rest, whatever the action is, relate it to our blessed Lord. That life isn't about the sacred over here and the profane over here, but rather God and divine love and mercy floods all of our aspects of life, keeping it simple. We've tried to heed Therese's words and actions. We've tried to keep things simple here, working on what already has been in place in the last couple of years. We've really made an expressed effort here with the church's prayer, the holy sacraments. The sacraments are ways that are given to us by Christ himself, through which we encounter God, we meet God. So for example, in recent years, we haven't spoken so much about an obligation to go to Mass as much as we know it to be an astonishing opportunity to encounter the living God, to encounter God in word, in community, in the Holy Eucharist. And in the 5 years that we've been praying the church's prayer more simply, do you know that our average weekend Mass attendance has risen some 60%? Just 5 years. I was with a wonderful pastor in a different parish that's rather prominent, and they were glad that their Mass attendance only lost 8% last year. I mean, good people, good priests. simply the church's prayer. That's where it begins. Simply the sacraments, prayed reverently, prayed joyfully. Welcoming those who join us, noticing new faces among us, extending word of welcome, preparing for the encounter and sharing in it together, facilitating this encounter with God, not worshiping and praising God as some kind of ideal or a concept, not manipulating feelings so we can be amped up at church, but receiving God, who presents himself to us to be received, and then going forth more confidently and more compassionately. In the past 4 years, baptisms that have been celebrated here at our parish have increased almost tenfold, from 7 to 65 last year. I'm really glad Deacon Paul has arrived. And we have experienced similar increases from a percentage point of view with couples who are celebrating the sacrament of marriage. Now, I don't tally the number of confessions heard, but I do make myself available and other priests available as we're able to do so 30 minutes before masses, including the weekend masses. And what I can tell you is that I have witnessed the healing power of Christ in many, many, many people. Eucharistic adoration, part of the simplicity, every Wednesday. Sacramental preparation, no longer a sense of duty and obligation so that I can get a sacrament like I get a commodity, but rather reshaped to facilitate a life-changing encounter for children and for parents alike. Masses where we pray expressly for those who are ill and extend the sacrament of the sick for those who are present, tender and affectionate remembrance of the faithful departed. Every November, in particular, with a weekend that we set aside now to pray for those who have died in the past year from our parish. Avoid seeking self-satisfaction. Do everything out of love of God. An RCIA program that doesn't have any more room in the room that we use to be able to meet the people. What a problem to have. Acts retreats. Just under 100 men and 129 women have encountered the Lord Jesus Christ through an Acts retreat. This isn't just some morning cup of coffee. This is three nights away up at Adrian with the Dominican sisters. Called and Gifted Workshop, where a group of us that numbered 120 gathered for a day and a half to learn more about how the Holy Spirit is working in our minds and in our hearts and through our parish. Our moms group called Bloom brings together some 25 mothers monthly, along with children 0 to 3 years of age who receive childcare, and children ages 3 to 6 who are participating in their own Montessori-based catechesis of the Good Shepherd, trying to facilitate this encounter with Christ. The Caring Tree, which brought Christmas joy and peace to 135 families last Christmas alone. Men's Club, Altar Rosary Society, St. Benedict School, Sunshine, Ministry Team. It goes on and on and on. Activities that have been hatched from just trying to keep it simple. Simply praying the church's prayer well and letting the Spirit work. It's precisely through all of these different ministries that we're drawing more people to the church's prayer here in our parish. There seem to be more people around us because there are. Friends, we have welcomed 100 new households the past 3 years as registered parishioners, and we'll meet that mark this year as well. People choosing to make Little Flower their spiritual home and doing so because of you. Because of you giving cause for others to experience a sense of belonging by building a bridge of trust. Might be through a smile, a nod of the head, a helping hand, an encouraging word. You are doing that. I'd like to invite you this week to just keep your eye out for a special brochure that you're going to receive at home. We were so excited about it, we announced it last weekend, but it actually will be received this week. Encountering, Living, Sharing. Along with this is a commitment card, and it's just simply an opportunity for all of us, including me, to just thoughtfully and prayerfully renew the annual financial commitment that I make, that we make to the parish. And there are others, perhaps, who are going to be inspired to begin a commitment. Next weekend will be Commitment Sunday. Some members of the parish family will be speaking, helping us to appreciate even more how we might be called by Christ to serve those in need among us and also within our neighborhood. And it's your generous sacrifice that even begins to make these ministries and mission possible as we continue to strive to do little things with great love. I'd like to close here by stacking the deck. And whenever we go to the saints, we stack the deck. I'm not about new and improved. I'm about imitation, because there are some that have done it and done it really well. We call them saints, and they're very happy. And Therese herself wrote a prayer that was her morning offering, a prayer that she prayed, and this is just part of it. My goodness, if it worked for her, it might work for me too. I'd like to invite you to pray this after me. Oh my God, I ask you for myself and those dear to me the grace to fulfill perfectly your holy will and to accept for love of you the joys and sorrows of this passing life,
so that one day
we may be reunited in heaven
for all eternity.